You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio show, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a correspondence college education and a contagious enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents knew of George Washington's noble admission to the assassination of a cherry tree. There are white ones, noble ones, bold-faced ones, omissive ones, contextual ones, and exaggerative ones. Sometimes we dress them up with fancy names like perjury, calumny, mendacity, and statistics. Nearly all societies and religions condemn their use, but there's nary a human being that shuns its employ. Perhaps Mark Twain nailed it when he said, "The history of our race and each individual's experience are sown thick with evidence that a truth is not hard to kill, and that a lie, told well, is immortal." So stay tuned for the greatest installment of the Rockin' Rhythm Review ever, and that's no lie. Set your polygraphs for hyperbole as I line up some of the biggest fabulists in Rockin' Rhythm. The Cosmic Rays, Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps, Guitar Slim, Mammy Ree, The Five Keys, Johnny Sandon with the Remo 4, Buddy Guy, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and Chuck Berry.
Mendacity. Look at all the lies that I got to put up with. Pretenses, hypocrisy. Pretended like I care for Big Mama. I haven't been able to stand that woman in 40 years. Church. It bores me that I go and all those swindling lodges and social clubs and money-grabbing auxiliaries that's got me on the number one sucker list. Boy, I've lived with mendacity. Now, why can't you live with it? You've got to live with it. There's nothing to live with but mendacity. Is there?
Gene Vincent and his Blue Caps were an enigma. For a band backed by one of the biggest labels, Capitol, having one of the supreme guitarists of the era, Cliff Gallup, and fronted by the first bad boy of rock, how could they manage barely three hits? After the removal of the Blue Caps, the label hopping, and obligatory European tours, Vincent used his wealth to purchase Van Gogh's portrait, Camille Rolin. 1956's You Told a Fib.
Well, the hooky here, baby, you've been playing up to me, but we both know that it just can't be. You told me that you love me, but now I can see that's where you told me if I be rock. I changed my mind, cause I found you out in the nick of time. You told me that you wanted me to be your turtle dove, but I can't make it off of promises of love. That's where you lie, that's where, you lie. That's where you lie, that's where you lie. Living off of promises I have for me, cause that's where you told me if I be right. That's a where you land, that's where you land, that's a where you land. Living off of promises ain't for me. That's where you told me if I be right. Well, look here, baby, you've been playing up to me, but we both know that it just can't be. You told me that you loved me, but now I can see that's where you told me if I be. Well, now giving me that sweet talk, I changed my mind, cause I found you out in the nick of time. You told me that you wanted me to be your turtle dove, but I can't make it off of promises of love. That's where you lie, that's where you lie. That's where you lie, that's where you lie. Living off of promises ain't for me, cause that's where you told me if I be. You told a fib, you told a fib, you told a if I be. You told a fib, you told a fib, you told a if I be. You told a fib, you told a fib, you told a if I be. You told a fib, you told a fib, you told a if I be.
One of the unique aspects of the Five Keys relative to other vocal groups was their rotation of three lead singers and the fact that there were rarely just five members. In 1953, the Five Keys employed the popular answer song gimmick to Ruth Brown's Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean, titled Mama, Your Daughter Told a Lie on Me. And after the Five Keys could no longer unlock the charts, they started a locksmith business together called, you guessed it, passing got little notice on a frigid February in 1959, in part due to the highly publicized deaths of Buddy, Richie, and JP days earlier. But his rich catalog and profound influence on his fellow axemen found history writing itself, and today Eddie Guitar Slim Jones' legacy rests safely in the Temple of Blues. Little known fact, before he was Slim, Jones weighed over 300 pounds and went by the name Guitar Portly. 1954's 25 Lies.
Oh, why do you tell so many lies? Now the first lie you told me was about your age. The second lie you told me that you was disengaged. The third was the worst lie of both the others. You with your man all night. I stayed home with mama, but I really do despise any woman that tells evil lies. Now the fourth and the fifth and the sixth and the seventh, the 8th and the 9th and the 10th and the 11th. On the 12th I checked it back just to see if you was right. But when I found that all was wrong, then we had a long fight. Cause I really do despise any woman that tells evil lies. Made me sad. The 17 and 18 was all for
dirty, but the 19 and 25 really hurt it, cause I really do despise any woman that tells evil lies. Now the 21st and second lies made me mad, but the 23rd and fourth lies made me glad. I called up arithmetic, I might as well, because the 25th lie was just too bad to tell. But when I added to my file, I found you told me 25 lies.
Gospel and guitar goddess Sister Rosetta Tharpe always walked a thin line between the secular and the sacred. But by the 50s, Tharpe teetered a bit too far into the secular and found her core listeners alienated and her celebrity diminished. With that, Tharpe indulged in her cryptography passion and invented a code machine for the Navy in 1967 known as Sister Rosetta's Stone. 1948's Ain't No Room in the Church for Liars.
Liars, get behind. Ain't no room in the church for liars, get behind. They lie in word, lie in actions, you just lie for satisfactions. Ain't no room in the churches for liars, get behind. Lying. The rooster reminded Simon and Peter he was lying. The rooster crowed to tell them how you was in the church, but oh, you backslide now. Ain't no room in a church for lies, child, get behind.
In 2010, virtuoso George Buddy Guy is Chicago's blues king, and if it weren't for B.B. King, Guy would be America's blues king. Late to the overcrowded Chicago blues scene, Guy signed with Chess and cut several singles in the 1960s, but was primarily used as a session guitarist. While toiling on the blues circuit the next few decades, Guy started a successful line of polka dot swimwear before his breakout in the 90s. 1963's No Lie.
I know you're getting sick and tired of me, baby. This, that I can plainly see. But deep from the bottom of my heart, baby, I know you're hurting me. But just as sure you are born to die. But baby, I love you. And you know were just a sure baby. Sure as you were born to die. But baby, I love you, and you know that's no lie. All right. How much is it, baby? You're gonna wait to leave me, baby. I got this bread without no meat, but just as sure, sure as you were born to die. But baby, I love you, and you know that's no lie. Got to help me.
Mammy Reed Jenkins often recorded with her husband and slightly better known artist Gus Jenkins, even creating the tiny label Pioneer International together. At Combo Records in 1955, Mammy and Gus cut the rockin' single You Lied with the suitably titled Caught on the flip. Mammy later earned an engineering degree and invented a polygraph explicitly for men.
You say at the first day I met you, you had no woman mean. Every time we went out, you was dodging two or three. And you lied. Yes, I know you lied. And that's the reason, baby, I got fed up with your lies.
Sonny Blunt's entire existence was shrouded in misdirection, misinformation, contradiction, and nonsense. And that's the way his alter ego Sun Ra wanted it. Ra was the most avant-garde musician of his time, thus every genre of music was his to experiment. But doo-wop? This is the part where I tell you a little white lie about the artist. But with Ra, how can you? Best Guess has Ra's group, the Cosmic Rays, recording Daddy's Gonna Tell You No Lie in 1959 for his peculiar Saturn label.
I
While several British bands invaded the US charts in the early 60s, many were never known outside of Western Europe. One such group, the Remo Four, was chiefly a backing band for a turnstile of singers like Johnny Sandon when they recorded 1963's Lies. And when the invasion was over, at the suggestion of mate John Lennon, the group went into manufacturing, starting the Remo Drumhead Company. This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and John Larson. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com. Chuck Berry was a prolific songwriter, but that didn't stop him from authorship exaggeration from time to time. Berry's aptly titled 1960s Don't You Lie to Me often found him earning writer's credit. Even Fats Domino, whom covered it earlier, gets credit. But the true composer was Hudson Whitaker, a.k.a. Tampa Red, the blues slide guitar whiz who cut it first in 1940. Chuck and Red eventually made peace and recorded the 1976 duet, Don't You Lie to Us.
Let's talk it over, baby, before we start. I heard about the way you overdo your part. Don't lie to me. River run dry, don't lie to me.